Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
That's my main thing today. I thought y'all had the National Guard at the train station.
Right.
Oh, nah. Not at the train stations where it really go down at. You went and put National Guard and spent money to just put on a show for tourists.
Right. Get the cameras out, put it in Times
Square. Of course.
Now somebody got capped on the train.
Right. What happened to all this safety?
How a 36-year-old had a gun on a train? I thought y'all was doing bag searches. What happened? The trains.
Right. Not in Brooklyn. Not in the boroughs.
Nope. And now somebody done got capped. Ugh. And got plugged up. And got knifed up.
Yeah.
But we'll be talking about that this morning a little bit. If you didn't hear the news, a 36-year-old man basically started messing with a 32-year-old man, and the 32-year-old was with his lady.
Yeah. They didn't know that, though.
And then the lady, she had something for the 36-year-old, hit him with the, hey.
Yeah.
36-year-old pulled out the gun. 32-year-old wrestled it away from him and put a few in him.
Yeah, shot him in the head.
Horrible.
Yep, so the guy who got shot in the head, he's in a hospital on critical. And they're waiting to see whether, you know, this young man who shot him in the head is going to be convicted for something other than self-defense.
So far, they ain't charged him.
Yeah, because they got to... He wasn't the aggressor.
No. Hey, man. Leave people alone, man. You don't know. Y'all saw a video the other day. I think it was on the Deegan.
Yeah.
Somebody in a BMW and somebody in a minivan. Y'all seen this video?
No.
Dude in the BMW. I don't know what dude in the BMW in the minivan was going through, but clearly it was some road rage. Dude in the BMW went in the middle of the highway. Cut off the minivan parallel, so he's stopping all the traffic damn near.
Oh, my gosh.
And pinned the minivan driver, so the minivan driver couldn't go forward. Then got out his car, and you know, he got a little muscle on him. He looked like he threw around a couple of weights or something, so he feeling tough.
That's right.
But I could tell by his hairline running away from him, though, he probably one of them older dudes still trying to look brolic.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, taking mad supplements and all that, teed up.
Right.
So, anyway, comes up to the minivan window and starts trying to punch the person in the minivan window, throwing hands in traffic.
Wow.
Why are you running up on somebody else's car? You don't know what somebody's sitting with.
Why?
People don't think.
What are you doing?
People don't think.
What are you doing running down on somebody's car? You know they got these things out here, bro.
Yeah. So what happened when he ran up on the car?
He ran up on the car trying to throw hands through the window, and then trying to open the door and yank the person out on the highway.
Come on, fam. You gone too far.
My point is, leave people alone, man. Okay, say what you got to say. Feel how you want to feel. You know what? Speaking of, it's Freedom Friday. Yeah, that's why we have Freedom Friday. So if you're going through something, you can get on the phone lines and just go bananas if that's where you at with it. It's Friday. So we'll be talking about what happened on the train. And this, what train station is it again?
It's in Brooklyn. I think it's on Hoyt.
The Hoyt. Yeah, it is. Yeah, but yeah. What happened to the National Guard? Where all the people with the badges and the uniforms and the tools?
Right. That Governor Hochul was putting up in these.
What you doing?
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all don't really care about the trains. Well, let me say it this way. You just care about the perception of the train.
Right.
You care about how it looks to the tourists in Manhattan. You don't really care about the people who actually live in New York.
Right. And we had somebody that called on Freedom Friday, I think last week, who works for the subway system.
He was said, like, this ain't going to work.
It ain't going to work.
This ain't going to do nothing.
It's a mess, man.
Bro, can y'all name a time when the trains wasn't a mess?
No.
Real talk.
No.
Always.
When was it the time? When was it?
There's no answer for that.
People just be romancing history, bro. Remixing history.
Yeah. Once you step into the underground.
Who's on the line right now? Shenanigan time. We got Peoples.
Yeah, we got
Who's answering
Peoples.
The phones today, man? Were they not communicating?
We got Big Kelvin rocking out.
Kelvin, what we doing, baby?
But for now, Victoria upon the line.
Victoria, good morning.
All right, Victoria.
Victoria.
Good morning.
Victoria. How are you? Where are you calling us from today?
I'm good. I'm calling from Staten Island.
Staten Island.
Right.
Staten Island. They say Staten Island's beefing with the congestion pricing because there's a report or a piece of the report of the 4,000-page study that justifies congestion pricing is going to bring more pollution to Staten Island. Maybe because there's going to be more people using the ferry, Staten Island ferry, and all of that sort of things. Maybe. That's weird. Or maybe people will stop going through. Maybe I haven't read the study. I did hear also this where they feel like maybe people coming from Jersey will go the Bayonne route and go through Staten Island. So maybe it'll bring more traffic through there over through the Belt instead of cutting through Manhattan.
Interesting.
You're saying the wonderful pure
on
air.
Staten Island either way.
Wait, say it again, Victoria.
I said there's crazy traffic on Staten Island either way.
Yeah. There you have it. Who else we got?
That pure culture? Staten Island air is going to go away.
Oh, you know? Man. You know what I mean?
We got Josh.
Joshua.
Hey, how we doing? Good morning.
Joshua, good morning. How you doing there?
I'm doing all right. I wanted to give a shout out to Ebro, Laura Stiles, and Rosenberg.
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
Aww,
man.
Thank
morning.
You.
We love you, man.
Nah, that's a fact. Every morning.
Yo, look, man. Yo, that weather yesterday was, it was magical yesterday.
Yeah, I had a good time. My daughter yesterday and took her to the park. She loved it. Forget about it.
That's beautiful, man.
I know. I was at the park, too. I feel you.
You was at the park, too?
Yeah.
What you was doing? Monkey ball?
Yo, kids were like, yo, it was like a celebration at the park. Everyone was so happy.
It was just running. Yo, when you just see kids just running in circles, like with no point, you know it's joy, man. That's the joy.
That's exactly what was happening.
Just running around. Like, I don't even know where I'm going or why I'm running. Victoria, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Stiles in the game that lives up to its name?
Laura.
60 seconds on the clock.
That's okay. Right.
Johnny with the question.
That's right.
Let's play, Laura. Never losing.
Go.
Okay.
Which artist was named as the headline?
Ebro.
Oh.
Artist was named as the headline.
Three, two.
It could be anything.
SZA.
One. That's right.
Oh.
Of Glastonbury Festival.
There it is.
All right. Okay.
What year was the United Nations established?
Ebro. United Nations was established in 1949.
Incorrect. Laura Stiles.
I think it's 1945.
45
correct.
Okay. Tie game. Which journalist just had the
show?
Ebro.
Don Lemon.
Had his show canceled on X. That's a fact.
Okay.
What is the chemical symbol for gold?
Ebro.
Ebro.
AU.
Oh.
AU.
AU.
Which rapper / actor recently said he wants to play Reggie Ebro. Jackson? Ebro.
Ooh.
I know.
Rapper / actor Reggie Jackson.
Three, two, one.
Ludacris.
And nope. Incorrect. Laura Stiles.
It was Method Man.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yes.
I should have seen that. Hey.
Yeah.
I like that for Method Man.
Ebro Williams.
Hey. Yo, where's my man Joshua on the line? What are we
Joshua,
giving him?
Joshua, tickets to see Kid Cudi's Insano Tour live at Madison Square Garden with Pusha T.
Yo, Pusha T in there, bro. It's going to be a movie.
Thank you. It's a good night.
It's a good night right there.
Yeah, that's definitely a good night. Thank you. Thank you, Joshua.
We love you for listening, Brody, bro. Hang on 1 second. Victoria, we love you, too. Enjoy
Victoria,
that Staten Island commute. Make the best of it.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, take care of yourself. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stabbs.
Oh, man, a lot of drama's going on, guys. Power to Ghost. Michael Rainey's upset. The cast found out that the show is over online. 50 Cent chimes in. So I'll explain everything that's happening in the Flash and Lights report.
97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97. 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Flash and Lights time with the amazing Laura Stiles. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good morning, everybody. Friday, boss. Oh, yeah.
All right, so it looks like 50 Cent and Stars are putting the final chapter out of Power Book 2 Ghost after the fourth season. But it was a little bit messy because the news to the cast, you know, came as it hit the blogs. So everybody kind of found out at the same time as the rest of their fans. So Michael Rainey Jr. was like, don't ask me nothing. What's going on? Those offices, they're tripping. The final season on the way, though, I guess. So it was a lot of confusion. But, you know, I guess this is it. You know, he hopped on IG Live from the gym saying that he just found out. And then I saw a post from 50 Cent being like, well, you don't pick up your phone. So, you know.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
Man, so, you know, fans are just a little taken back because they absolutely love the series. But, you know, Method Man.
And it's four. This is four?
Yes, the fourth. They're fourth and last one. Method Man put up a post saying, look, all good things must come to an end. Enjoy the two-part final season of Power Ghost premieres June 7 on Starz.
Well, you know what this does is this makes the viewing of the final season or the two-part final season more, you know, urgent for the fans. I also think in these situations where you have somebody like Michael Rainey being like, yo, I don't know what's going on, and 50 being like, you didn't pick up your phone. Yeah. He might have missed a couple of phone calls because these things come in hot. You know what I mean? Like, if I missed a couple of calls one day and that was the one day they called people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's it wasn't like it was, you know. A lot of lead time is my point.
Well, yeah, it still means that they worked on a whole season not knowing it was the end.
That's right. And that's normal, by the way.
Yeah,
that's not abnormal.
It happens, yeah, it happens more than people think. It's still, but I understand everyone being sad about it, so.
Yeah, it's been great. It's abnormal for a show that is successful that you think is going to be around.
Mm.
You know, usually it's like, we're hoping, we don't know. So it may have come as a big surprise to them.
Got it.
Did they just announce, though, the prequel series?
Yes. We just talked about it yesterday, so.
So I'm confused, though. I need questions.
About?
There's an appetite for a prequel series, but they...
Well, this story is, you know, remember, Power Book 2 is the story after Tommy and Ghost and all of that stuff. So this is Ghost Kids. And a whole other thing. You understand what I'm saying? And then you still have the Kanan thing with Joey Badass, which is, you know, its own spinoff of 50 Cent's character, Kanan. And that kind of origin story. And then you're going into the prequel. So this thing dovetails into many different things, my friend.
Yeah, no, I'm just surprised. You would just think that there wouldn't be a surprise ending to one that has this many popular pieces. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right. In other news, guys, Cardi B dropped a new song and visuals. Whoa, the visuals are smoking.
She looks good or because there's some storyline that we haven't seen in a long time?
There's very, very interesting costumes and bikinis and very little bikinis. Some are just tape. She looks really good. And the song is fire. It's called Enough, so it's out now. Happy for Cardi. I know she's been really nervous about putting out new music, but we're like, let's go. The fans want it.
Stop playing. It's called Enough.
Yes. Out.
Enough now. Miami. There you go. Smoke show, Cardi B.
That's your Flash and Light report.
We're going to play that new Cardi B. There's also a project I want you to go check out if you are into new artists doing their thing and artistry and all of that. Her name is Tierra Whack. We had a great conversation with her. She's from Philly. She's actually a relative of Meek Mill, we found out. which was and not just like a round the way cousin, like a real cousin. But she got them bars for real. Came up really spitting, and now is making some great music and some great art. So check out Tierra Whack. We'll have play some excerpts from that conversation coming up. Also, Freedom Friday is here. The chance for you to get on the line, say what you want to say, feel how you want to feel. Line's open right now. 800-223-9797. Zebra Laura Rosenberg, congratulations. You played yourself. It's coming in minutes. Plus Ride or Die. Keep it locked.
HD FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes, commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Not smoothly. Me love how you unruly.
I think I lie for you.
I think I
die for you. Jordan, you cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller. Yeah, like controller.
Yo, the dancehall community was celebrating yesterday. Vibes Cartel's murder case conviction has been overturned.
Yeah,
crazy.
I saw that everywhere too. I didn't fully dive in. I was distracted.
I mean, I think that's the story. Is that the Jamaican authorities are going to figure out what really is going on with the case? Mm-hmm. Vibes Cartel's charges, I believe, now will be dissolved, overturned, whatever, and Vibes will be able to exit the prison.
So I read that authorities in Jamaica will decide whether the case should be retried.
Yeah,
because right. It's witness tampering, so it could end up that they still go to trial again.
Right. Yeah. And I heard that it was overturned in the courts in England, London, and then they handed that down to Jamaica. Like, nah, you got to fix this, because you know Jamaica, oof, England.
Yeah.
Dang, the English courts could still do that to Jamaica. I missed that part. Yo, I thought y'all was independent, man. What's going on here?
Yo, that independence of the whole Caribbean. The British still got it.
You know, yo, hit the button, bro.
That's crazy.
Still has an asterisk.
Congratulations.
What kind of independence is this?
So all that big Willie talk, hobby up. Playing yourself, yo.
Yeah, you
playing
him.
Yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
I don't play.
Yo,
Caribbean independence is independent to a degree.
He won the appeal in the UK court. And now Jamaica has to decide.
Jamaica, you ain't got your own court.
They do, but it could be overruled.
That's what are we talking about?
that's not your own court.
Because at the end of the day, the Caribbean islands always need assistance. So that's why you still kind of got this hovering.
Yeah,
because
they want for the money, right?
So right. So you still have we have independence.
Let's keep it a thousand. Let's keep it a thousand. Because Barbados went and got. I think the way I read it, Barbados and done cut the umbilical cord all the way around, as it pertains to Europe. But let's keep it honest. These Caribbean islands, which is why Haiti has a lot of the problems that they have throughout history. Mm-hmm. These Caribbean highlands don't want to smoke with England's little daughter, which is the United States of America. And so to stay out of the conflict with USA and have financial support, they do this middle ground independence thing so that they don't get, you know, economically embargoed like Cuba and Haiti and all of these other nations, so that they can still have tourism and, you know, people can travel to the islands from these other nations.
That's right.
Or even worse, the boots on the ground. Because, you know, U.S. is quick to put them boots on the ground.
Oh, yeah, they don't want the military showing up.
Yeah.
Speaking of military showing up, hit the button. What happened with the National Guard in the subway? Now somebody got a gun on the subway and shot somebody? Like, what?
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Bro, that happened in Brooklyn. You know the National Guard was only in Times Square.
I know it was only for show. It was only for tourists. So yesterday at a train station in Brooklyn, a 36-year-old man with a gun starts antagonizing and messing with a couple, a 32-year-old man and his girl.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the 32-year-old man and 36-year-old man start tussling, and it starts to get physical and violent. And the 36-year-old man pulled out a knife, but then turned and pulled out a gun.
That's right.
The 32-year-old man wrestled it away from him and shot his ass.
Yeah, in the head.
By the way, that's a congrats, too. So I just want to be clear. You pull out a gun, and it gets wrestled away from you, and you get shot?
No, that was exactly where I was going. I feel no type of way that the 36-year-old got shot.
Yeah, a big part of it is when they were fighting, the girlfriend came with a knife and stabbed him up in the back. Yeah. And as you see the video, he's like bleeding, getting woozy. I think that's how he was able to wrestle the gun away from
the guy.
Well,
so the girl was, you know, making sure her man was all right.
That's
with
true.
this crazy a-hole who's on the train with a gun. I thought y'all was searching bags. Oh, that's only where the tourists go.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, and the guy who got shot in the head, he's in the hospital on critical, so he didn't die.
Well, I mean, that's what you get for messing with people.
Well, but honestly, what is wrong? Like, okay, obviously, Ebro, you started this with the congrats, of course, being for this whole idea of we're sending the National Guard into the subway. And now we have, like, the worst video of violence from the subway in a while that happens a couple days later. That's a congrats. But also,
you played yourself.
Yo, honestly, the talk about the level of mental health eval people need to get into a fight like this on a subway car full of women and children.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong? Like, yo, people are really, like, so sick.
It's really
stabbing and shooting in the middle of the subway?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's not act like it's brand new, though.
Right. The stabbing and shooting a bit far, but the fighting, that's regular.
Stabbing's regular.
Well, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the show? I mean, the big deal is the stabbing and the shooting part. If they had shot the fair one, it would have been inappropriate and not cool.
Well, they
but giving people lifelong trauma in the middle of it's just insane.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also the New York subway system.
It's horrible.
Where I was asking earlier, when was a time that subways, especially out in the boroughs, was like
safe,
chill, safe? Like, there wasn't something happening here, there. I mean, yeah, it's not every day, but it's often enough.
Yeah, it's a part of
it. That's been forever. The fact that we live in this world where we romanticize the New York subway system like it's going to be like Japan, like it's going to be like Japan or something. Hit yourself with the button, bro. As a nation, that's not culturally, we're just not there. We're not respectful enough.
No.
We don't care for each other enough. We're not mentally stable enough as a nation.
It goes down in the underground, for sure. And it always has.
But, you know, we'll bring in the National Guard. We need 1,000 more of this. And how about we start addressing poverty? And impoverished people and the mental health issues that come along with it. No?
You're asking for too much.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hit me with the button. My bad. What am I talking about?
You want to get to the root of the problem?
Out here trying to solve problems. Just put a Band-Aid on it. Bring in the National Guard.
It is interesting, though, because mental health and stuff is a concern for a lot of people when there's like a big gun issue. It's never the guns, right? It's always the mental health.
Right.
That's right.
But then in situations like this, we don't want to talk about the mental health. We just want to, you know, criminalize everybody and instead roll up to people and make them go through security checkpoints and do everything else imaginable.
And traumatize everybody.
Except deal with the mental health crisis that we have.
That's right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, we do whack-ish as a nation. We're just whack, bro. America is ghetto. We're whack, ghetto. We are archaic. We're just dumb. Just own it. The sooner we own it, maybe the better off we'll be.
Maybe we can make some progress.
Laura, what you got today?
Congratulations.
I don't know if this is mean, but maybe I was thinking maybe Michael Rainey Jr., for saying how he was blindsided by the Power 2 cancellation, but then 50 saying, listen, it's because you don't pick up your phone. So I just hate that this all played out, you know, in front of everyone on social media, because it's such a loved show. But I just didn't think that 50 was going to stay quiet. You know what I mean? When you're like complaining about it, doing lives and doing anything but just
if you thought there was a chance that you could say something and 50 Cent was going to stay quiet, regardless, right. By the way.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You played yourself.
I'm like, just call him.
There's,
I'm sure you have his number.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways this could have played out. None of them was going to be with 50 Cent staying quiet if you were saying that. But also, did they call him one time? Because, like, Michael Rennie Jr. is the star of the show, no?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
Number one? Like, number one star?
Well, I mean, clearly they called him. It's the lead time, right? Like, let's say I was out late last night. You know what I'm saying? I didn't wake up until 4 or 5 p.m. Like, I'm tired. I'm chilling. I wasn't paying attention to my phone. I was playing video games, whatever I was doing. If y'all just called me with, like, a few hours to go before the announcement, yeah, I missed the call.
Listen, I'm not a Hollywood.
But wouldn't you hit 50 direct and be like, yo, is this true?
Well, but here's the thing. Now, I'm no Hollywood insider, but it would surprise me if the star of a show would miss one phone call. And then all of a sudden, it's out to the world that a show is canceled that you had no idea. Like, to Ebro's point about lead time, you would think that would be at least a few days of, like, his agent calls him. Like, what I'm saying? Like, if it was an hour before, then Michael Rainey Jr. is right. Like, that would be wild if, like, they finish shooting the show. They're preparing to drop it. All is good. All of a sudden, they decide it's canceled, and then within like a few hours, the whole world knows. That would be Roach. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
For sure. But I still stand well. I still would have hit him directly.
Yeah, you didn't have to jump on social media, Michael Rainey Jr. You could have just, you know. You didn't have to respond first to all the followers without the information, is what Laura's trying to say.
That's it. But
was the information out?
Because fans were hitting Michael Rainey Jr. already. Clearly, you had just picked up your phone. Most people use social media on their phone. So you're literally on your phone with fans hitting you. You could have just not responded, which is Laura's point, and called 50 or somebody on the show like, yo, is this true? What's the play here? I'm just getting this info on the internet.
That wouldn't change that much of what the feeling is, though.
No, not the feeling, but just the fact that he jumped out like, I don't know what's going on, y'all. This is all news to me.
I mean, but that is what, if that's what happened, who does he owe it to make it seem like that's not what happened?
No, you know what that's I mean? Not Laura's point. Laura's point that's is that's why 50 responded the way he responded. That's all she's saying.
Oh, but 50 didn't say anything crazy, right? Except you don't answer your phone.
That's it.
I mean, that's not really. I guess what I'm saying is, it's not really. I don't know. I don't have a problem with Michael Rainey Jr. doing what he did or 50 saying what he said. The only problem would be if they really rushed to get this information out without communicating with the top stars of their show.
That's right.
That would be a bad job. Like, I would sooner send someone to someone's house and say, we need to make sure they understand that, then all of a sudden it just pops up in the news. If you are the person.
Or they don't give a damn, and you found out when you found out.
That, by the way, that is on the table.
You played yourself.
I don't know if you know. Who did you say the executive of the show was?
50 Cent.
Yeah, that's all on the table, guys. That's all on the table. I'm sorry, 50 ain't he ain't a fuzzy, cuddly businessman. That's not who 50
hey man,
is.
Hey, man, we're moving on. We got some things we got to do. Yo, let everybody know right now. Oh, they didn't find out where the press release is going out in an hour.
Look, you heard this is a prequel. We have a prequel coming, all right? Sorry.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Bop, bada, bop, bop. It's Freedom Friday. Styles and Rosenberg. You can call right now. The lines are open for you to talk about whatever you want to talk about. We still got to cover off on St. Patrick's Day. Is St. Patrick's Day a real holiday? Is it mean more than just drinking? Because it's going down Saturday. Saturday, they're dropping the rock. That's right. They dropped the rock Saturday, 8 o'clock, which aligns with the midnight celebration in Ireland. So shout out to all our Irish friends and family listening in.
In other words, if you're going to planning on being out, just know Saturday night through Sunday, it's going to be loose in these streets.
Yeah, man. They're going to be celebrating my birthday. It's going to be a good time. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
That's what St. Paddy's Day is all about. Me.
Now,
is
but
it party game time?
It is. New party. Okay. It's called Enough. Miami. BX.
Look, me versus you and you know they pick it. Cheap and expensive, you know the difference. You know that it's paying, you know what it's giving. Hair, nails,
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Cast one. 97 minutes commercial free. On a Freedom Friday.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
They said there might be some rain pulling up today, but I just looked at the forecast. It doesn't look likely. However,
I saw no rain. I saw
yeah, rain. Yeah. They were saying it yesterday. Today it's not showing.
No, it happened already.
Oh, it happened already.
Yeah, if you waking
oh,
up.
Oh, nice.
It's wet out there. Yeah.
It's wet. Your car's wet.
Now. It's Freedom Friday. We got a couple of calls I got to get to real quick before we bring in DJ John. Also, keep in mind, man, you know, St. Paddy's Day is this weekend, so plan accordingly. And also, we want our Irish listeners to call in, put us up on some St. Paddy's Day situations, too. Because yesterday we were talking about Irish twins? Was that Rosenberg? You were saying, shout out to Griff, who's got Irish twins. And I was saying, yes. I was like, I don't even know if that's a nice way of putting that. I'm not even sure Irish people care, though.
I don't think the term Irish twins. I see why in our 2024 lens, but we mentioned the name of the group. This month has to be offensive. I don't know that.
Well, no, it's not that you mentioned the name of a group. It's
kind of that, though. Once we hear that, we go, "What? What do you say?"
No, I was just like the whole connotation is y'all been humping so much, you had kids back to back. You can't refrain from stupping and having babies. You can't control yourself.
I never thought of it in that context. I just think it means kids are close together, and maybe Irish families had lots of kids, so some were close together.
Seems like it was derogatory.
And what I'm saying is that seems like a very 2024 lens of us. And by the way, I'm mostly good with our sensitive lens, but every once in a while we go too far. So I'm like, yo, you want to play Chinese checkers? What'd you say? What kind of checkers? What are they doing? No, Chinese checkers. It's a different game.
It's
marbles
game.
Instead of checkers. It's a whole different game.
It's a whole different game.
Calm down, though. I don't like why you labeling it that way.
Yo, let's go to Crystal on line 3 for Freedom Friday. We're taking your calls. Crystal, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Crystal. Freedom Friday. Say what you want to say. Feel what you want to feel.
So, first of all, congratulations on the new addition.
Thank you. Selassie gave us a good night's sleep last night. It was nice.
Excellent. I'm also a February baby. I was rooting for her to come the 18th, but she was close 2 days after.
2/20/2024. Crystal, what's going on, though? What you got for us today?
So, I've been noticing, I've heard, you know, several times that there's been coverage on, you know, Drake and his finances, you know, paying people's bills, you know, because people have come to his concerts and handing him bills, and that's awesome. You know, that's great that he's done this for people. And I also heard the other day that I guess he must have lost, like, $600,000 in, like, a bet that he made. And I just wanted to say that, you know, some of us, you know, a lot of us, you know, we're struggling and we don't have the finances that he has. And a lot of us, we have those student loans and those mortgages that we can't afford. And
Crystal, are you making an appeal to Drake on this program to send you some money? Is that what you're doing?
No, not at all.
Okay,
because I was gonna say you picked the wrong program because bro don't rock with us like that.
Yeah, bad news. He ain't gonna hear this, but
not at all. I was just trying to say that some of us we love. No, I love Drake. I love his music. I personally can't afford to make it to a concert too, and I would never even go to a concert and have a bill with the hopes of handing it to him. So the people that do that, I don't understand where their priorities are to even show up to a concert to hand him a
bill. Oh,
just,
so you're
saying,
so,
why I got it. Do we I got always it. Have to hear about his finances and the money that he's
Well, Crystal, I got news for you. It's great marketing for Drake and his concerts, because then people will be like, look, let's go to a Drake concert. We might catch a bag.
Listen, it's worth it to spend $800 on two tickets, because maybe we'll get money when we go there. Right.
Well, I get it. I guess that's true. But, you know, that's just what I wanted to say. And also, happy birthday. Happy early birthday.
Thank you so much, Crystal. Thank you so much for your call. But, yeah, people out here doing what they want to do, Crystal. And Drake doing what he want to do with his money. And, you know, thanks for your phone call. And the fact that you called us to further, you know, improve our relationship with Drake. Thank you.
I don't think that's what she was doing. That was her getting back. She was going back to my last major beef with Drake when I dissed God's Plan video.
That's right.
Yo, why are you putting up a whole video of yourself being charitable?
Let's go to Andrew online too. Talking subway improvements, Freedom Friday. What you want to say. Feel how you want to feel. Andrew.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're blessed, man. Talk to us. What do you?
Family's good.
Everybody's great, man. To us because the National Guard was on the subways and they stopped the shooting over in Brooklyn yesterday, and that didn't actually happen. I'm making that up.
I know. I wanted to say, like, I don't know. I feel like it's a simple solution for all of this. Like, instead of installing men and women to cover like a few extra hours in the subway, why can't they install like, I don't know, X-rays on the entrances? Something.
Use the tools of technology to improve the security of the subway system.
So you mean
not adding the robots, not the rope that the AI robot crap is not going to really work, but actually, I don't know. For example, if you go to the airport.
A scanner,
Because I remember I went to high school in the city, of course, back in the day, and we had to put our bags through the X-ray and the metal.
They still do that, brother.
Yeah, I know. I'm familiar with that, but it's just that why can't we do that in the subway?
Yo, you know how long it takes to get through the airport security?
It would be crazy trying to get on the subway.
Thank you for your call, Andrew, and thank you for your suggestion. I also want to say Andrew's suggestion doesn't actually pad the pockets of the police department. It won't give them overtime and funnel our tax dollars more into the coffers of the police unions and the police. So instead, they want to hire people and put them down there.
That's right.
And to Shawnee's point, it might be a little bit more efficient with time, right? Because those scanners could definitely slow things down.
For sure.
Bring in DJ John, man. DJ John is here. Let's get it.
And nobody taking their shoes off in the subway.
Facts.
DJ John.
DJ
John. Johnny.
Can you imagine? DJ John. Yo. If they was like, yo, remove your shoes, yo, yo, people be like, you know what, F it, I'm paying the congestion price. Right, what are y'all charging? I'm paying it.
Right, I'll drive.
John, what are you giving the people when they call you and stump you with a question?
Oh, today's going to be a nice day for you to get these tickets to see Nicki Minaj Pink Friday 2 tour. World tour happened at the Barclays Center on May 1st. Get your tickets now. May hop by Live Nation, baby.
Baby. John.
Yes, sir.
The Knicks played last night?
They did. They won.
How did my Knicks do?
105-93 over against those Portland Trail Blazers. Had a good night out last night.
That was on the road, right? In Portland.
Yeah, they're on the road. And then the next, they face the Kings tomorrow night.
Is there, you know, because the reason I do this is so John can try to audition for his job to work with Rosenberg over at ESPN. John, what's our Yankees update? How's Gerrit Cole's arm?
Is not looking good, but I think he has to go under surgery. But last night they visit the Lightning.
Rosenberg shaking his head. No, that's not what's happening.
No.
Wow, John. I tried to hook you up with a job at ESPN. He botched it. Rosenberg, what's
happening? News came out late last night that it looks like Gerrit Cole will not need surgery. It'll be some rest.
Well, last night
and rehab.
I wasn't paying attention to news last night. I was out last night.
Then how are you going to get the job?
Well, I was out on a date night. I need some dating. I need a night time with my lady. I need to spend some quality.
So why didn't you say, hey, I don't know, and throw it to Rosenberg? That would have been the smooth
thing. That's the last thing I heard. So I wasn't paying attention to the news last night. Anything after like 3 o'clock, I wasn't paying attention to the news.
It'll be a month or two, but it's not going to be surgery.
Yeah.
That could actually be a good show on ESPN, Misinformation with DJ John.
I like that.
Yo, and based on our current media climate, it'll be popular.
Yeah.
It would totally work.
they love me over there, so why not?
Who's on the line for DJ John and someone to catch? We got Nick going for these Nicki Minaj tickets to stump DJ John. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
Nick, what is your question for DJ John to stump him?
So, my question is, when is D-Day?
Hey, when is D-Day?
Hey, yo, I don't know. That doesn't sound too crazy. Doomsday?
When is D-Day?
D-Day, I don't know. Is that, you mean Doomsday?
No, D-Day. No,
that's not what he means. Storming the beaches.
Here we go.
Yes.
Storming the beaches?
Normandy.
Normandy.
On, Normandy.
It was World War II.
I like Normani. Normani is a cool singer.
Oh, man.
No.
Why are you playing? Why are you playing people by first, man?
1940.
Come on now.
1944?
Oh. You want me?
43?
Yup.
No. 44.
Yep. Wait, what are you doing?
1944.
You Nick, get what's one the answer? Guess.
Sorry. I'll go on my first
You need
answer.
The month and the day.
No, you didn't say that.
He said when is D-Day. Well, it's a day. He
said
when.
All right, John, listen. He specified.
John, you're on the right track. Just keep going.
What day?
D-Day. It's
a
day.
You want me to give you a hint?
March 15th. I'm going to go with today.
Okay, but we went with March 15th.
Wrong.
Oh.
Nope. It's June 6th.
Ah.
1944, though. You got that, John.
But he didn't say, he didn't say when. So I could,
he didn't say what year is D-Day.
But he didn't say what date. Say when.
Well, so no, but it's called D-Day.
But I was correct, it's though. I was right.
No, you picked the year.
Yeah, when?
Shut up, John. Nick, you get Nicki Minaj tickets. You're in the building in Brooklyn to see Pink Friday. Two tours. It's going to be a great time, man. It's going to be a great show, too. Hang on. We'll get your info. Coming up next, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles.
Coming up in the Flash and Lights Report.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Guys, Vybz Kartel wins an appeal over the murder conviction. So we'll give you details on this coming up, Flashing Lights.
Oh, it's Flashing Lights time.
Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
You're ready for the Flashing Lights. Laura Styles can put us on.
Wow. Vybz Kartel wins the appeal over his murder conviction. So he was given a life sentence back in 2014 for the killing of Clive Lizard Williams in Jamaica. His successful appeal heard by the counsel in London argued that the juror accused of trying to bribe others should have been thrown off the trial. Now authorities in Jamaica will decide whether the case should be retried. So this is interesting, man. It's been such a long time. So I was very surprised by all this.
Me too. I mean, there's been rumors over the last couple of years that Kartel could possibly get this overturned, I never understood, Shawnee, whether it was realistic or not. It, like, the stories would pop up, then go away, and then this one, to me, felt kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, similarly, I've heard the same thing, and you didn't know what to take as real news or just rumor or wishful thinking, but yeah, this one seems like it's a go. I didn't dive into it, but the internet is celebrating for sure. You know, so
I the last thing I heard prior to this was that he wasn't physically doing well. So I just hope that Kartel is doing well physically. I'd heard that he wasn't doing great in jail. That was out there.
I didn't hear that.
That was the last thing I'd heard a few months ago. But hopefully, I reached out to him though, and you know Kartel. I mean, He's in jail, but he floats around. He can still pop up.
Yeah.
Like he'll still post on your timeline.
Yeah, he'll still post on your timeline, put out a song, you know, make a
phone. It's all on the table, but it would be pretty crazy, man, if Kartel actually is back outside.
What?
I know.
The whole Jamaica would celebrate. The whole Caribbean, man. Vybz Kartel been up for a long time. It still runs the dance hall, so hopefully.
Let's see, man. Let's see. Now, Rosenberg, did you see this? The Aaron Rodgers, he came out to clarify his stance on Sandy Hook. We just talked about this yesterday. So he came out
yes,
and said,
I sure did.
He was like, look, I'm on the record saying that in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and have never been of the opinion that the events did not take place. Again, I hope we learn from this and other tragedies to identify the signs that it's a lie. He just keeps going on the tweet. But basically, he's saying like, nah, fam, I didn't say that.
you see how he says a lot and also says a little. He says he never said that it didn't happen. He did not say that he doesn't believe in conspiracy theories. He said, I never said that it didn't happen. And then, Laura, if you dig even more, then he keeps going and he goes, I wanna make sure we study things like this so we can see the signs. He also doesn't say anything about guns. Like, he's very specific, even in his...
Interesting.
Generic denial. But he doesn't come out... And lastly, he doesn't deny that he's being considered to be vice president for Robert F. Kennedy.
So he's never acknowledged that.
No, he still could have said in the statement, by the way, please don't even bother talking about me because it's a ridiculous idea. Doesn't say that
either.
So he sort of clears things up.
He's still up to something.
Oh, yeah. He's going to milk this thing till the very, very end. Because Kennedy said he's announcing on the 26th, and this is the most press that he's ever gotten.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Rogers is doing his buddy a solid and is like, even if it's not going to be me, you could let people think it's going to be me.
Right.
It's cool because guess what? He's getting the most conversation he's ever gotten.
Right.
We'll see, man. But that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:03. A high of 68 degrees today, partly cloudy, and alternate side parking is in effect.
I think it would be nice if he just cleared up the whole thing altogether. And also, if in fact the story is true that he said wild things about Sandy Hook, I have a hunch we'll hear about it from other people. Because if he said it to some woman at a random Kentucky Derby party, probably wasn't the time he's only said that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if someone has a theory that they dropped on you the day they met you, they probably weren't trying it out with you. You know what I mean? They've probably... This has been said before.
It's not the first
we'll
time.
We'll see. Right.
HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
It is Freedom Friday. Yesterday we started talking about St. Patty's Day, which, you know, we learned a lot about thanks to Cass One and many others that called in. But the calls continue to teach us about St. Patty's Day, which is this Sunday. And all the celebrations going on. We have Corinne on the line. St. Pat, you wanted to talk about, Corinne?
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you Irish?
I'm Irish and Italian.
All right, tell us. Put us on to St. Patrick.
School us.
Okay. St. Patty was, he was captured and he was brought to Ireland where he was enslaved. He fell in love with Ireland, with its people, with its culture, and when he was freed, he returned to where he was from, but still... He immigrated back where he stayed, and that's why Irish people have so much love for him. He actually lived, but because he fell so in love with Ireland.
Are you on, like, your car phone?
Yes, it's acting up, Corinne, but you were giving some pretty good info. Please call us back. We're talking St. Patrick. A lot of calls about St. Patty's Day. Remember, it's Freedom Friday, so you can call about whatever you want to
say. Do what you want to do.
You know what I mean?
And live in color.
We have Paris on the line. Wants to talk about St. Patty's Day this weekend. Paris, you Irish?
Yes, I am Irish. I'm mixed Irish, though.
Okay, well, put us on. We're talking St. Patty, because we didn't know much about it, other than it was my birthday.
tell us.
I would imagine, unless you're bigoted... because I'm Italian, Irish, and black. So, you know, my dad liked his dark chocolate. But unless you're bigoted, I would imagine it's all about inclusivity. And, you know, my daughter's birthday is actually Sunday as well. She's turning 13.
Happy
so
birthday.
Shout out to my daughter.
Hey-o.
Yes, and she was really excited. She wanted to tell you, Ebro, that she shared the same birthday with you. But for me, since she's been born, it's mostly about her. You know, I hardly even drink on that day. Irish, and growing up, it really wasn't a big thing. And my dad is 50% Irish. So
it wasn't that big for you. It does sound like not just.
I want to say that was a very sweet call and also absolutely useless. You just wanted to shout out your daughter's birthday. That's great, but yeah. That didn't give us information.
But it does sound like A, if you love to party and drink and also happen to be Irish, this really adds up to be a great time for you. Or B, like you're really Catholicism is really a part of your life in a real way, and you're Irish, right? Like.
Really yeah, but if you're religious, my guess is you care more about the church part and a meal and less about let's go to McFadden's and get wasted.
But you know, also at the same time, remember Mardi Gras, Carnival, a lot of these things.
They're all based in religion.
They're all based in Catholicism too, right? Isn't like all of
Lent
that
or something
like Lent around. And all of that is tied to Catholicism, and they go out and they go crazy and do whatever they want. To then just be disciplined around, like, not eating meat, I think.
Easter.
It is,
right.
Yeah. 40 days up to
fasting.
Easter. Fasting, praying, all things.
It's happening
so
right now.
I think similarly here, maybe the deal is Catholicism is so rigid in so many ways that they find
this
ways
is the way to
just let loose. You know what I mean?
Go all out.
Go wild.
Debauchery.
Yo, listen.
Get crazy.
Vinny, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You're on St. Patty's Day 2 for Freedom Friday?
Yes, sir. Can't wait. It's always the best day of the year for us.
Tell us what it's all about for you.
So for us, it's about St. Patrick was sent to Ireland to convert the Celtics into Catholics. And what he did is he took the shamrock and used it for the three trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Responsible for driving out all the snakes of Ireland. That's why he's the big bishop and the patron saint of Ireland.
There it is.
And that's why everybody just goes out and gets wasted all day.
Well, if it wasn't for alcohol, the Irish would rule the world. We all know that.
Well, that's I hear you.
Forgot that part.
Yo, it was just the word.
Saturday's the parade. It's not on Sunday. We don't roll on Sundays for the parade in New York City because the good Catholic is in church on a Sunday.
That's right.
Vinny, talk to him.
This
Vinny.
Guy has
talk
all
that talk.
All the info.
Talk to him. Thank you, Vinny.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Love
Later,
you.
Thanks,
Vinny.
Vinny. Save me a brewski.
Every Irish person I've met from Ireland, nicest person. Love them.
No,
amazing.
It's
the only Irish people I don't get along with are the ones in Boston.
You don't even know that. We don't even know that. That's me. You're guessing.
The image is there. We all know the image is there. This is not made up.
It's true.
What about the Kennedys?
I don't know them.
You don't know any people in Boston.
What were you going to say?
No, you were going to say, I know what you were going to say next, and you were going to say, and the Irish-American cops that you are used to getting yelled at by.
I forgot about them.
I will say,
and the Irish people who are hired here in America to patrol black folks, at, you know, which was basically how police became police today, because that was really like an Irish thing.
But I will say, in terms of meeting people internationally, Irish people from Ireland are legitimately like Mount Rushmore nicest people on earth.
Yeah.
There's not a better hang than Irish folks.
Well, now, I feel like the Japanese got something to say.
Yeah, I was like, well, maybe they're just up there with the Japanese, you know?
Very, very different, guys.
We're talking about niceness.
Yeah, but
nice
vibe.
Leaders.
Well, Japanese respect.
Yes,
respect.
That's what all we talk about.
Heavy respect.
It's not that. It's very much respect. It's not slap on the back, throw you a beer.
It's a
different nice, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, the Irish would rule the world if it wasn't for alcohol.
We just learned that.
According to Vinny.
By the way, there are a lot of people. I got news for you. I know, like, the reputation is funny. Irish people love to drink. I'll tell you who else likes to drink.
Everybody. Tony, what do you want to say for the Friday, man?
I just want to share my two cents on the whole TikTok thing, man.
Ooh, TikTok. Okay talk to us, Tony.
I really don't care about it because I don't even use TikTok that much. And, like, we got much bigger things to worry about. And I feel like the parents should be responsible for monitoring the kids on what they use on social media.
Facts. I'm with you. 1,000%.
Yeah, I hear you, but some things are hard to...
Listen, Rosenberg, if we're being honest, parents couldn't even monitor the VHS tapes of Faces of Death back in the day. Those used to move around.
Oh, my God. I'm still traumatized
And that took a whole big cube that you shoved into a VCR... Or a rectangle, whatever you want to say.
There was only one VCR in most homes.
And they still couldn't monitor that. So you think they're going to be able to be inside people's phones? And even if they see some of the videos, they won't see all the videos.
Honestly, if your kid is too young to see what's going on out here.
But what's too young?
For me?
Yeah.
Too young is anything under 13.
But I think even 14, 15, 16, your brain is mush and you're still getting affected. Mm-hmm. And they need the phone at 14. Yeah, if you don't have a phone, you won't have a social life. Won't have friends.
Yeah, but I had NWA in the posse.
Yeah.
And I had Too Short, Born to Mac.
Yeah, I don't know if that was
not the same.
Have you heard?
No, it's bad. It's bad, but it's not the same.
Have you heard Freaky Tales?
The way it hits your brain is not the same.
Let's go to Patrick, Freedom Friday. We got some St. Patty's Day calls a second ago. Yesterday, Rosenberg, you brought up Griff having Irish twins.
Yes, and we were questioning the phrase.
We were questioning the phrase. Cast One searched. You said it was a derogatory phrase, Irish twins, but it definitely flies around in society like nothing. Patrick.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Doing all right. It might be a derogatory term, but let's be real. If we're Irish, we're white. So if that's an L we got to hold, let's do it, because who cares?
You know what?
Well, I think that's why Irish people really don't give a damn about being framed as drinkers or even the term Irish twins, because in greater society, it's like...
It doesn't matter.
What does it really mean?
Wait, are you Irish?
Laura.
Yes, my name is Patrick. My last name starts with an O apostrophe.
I mean, at Patrick, I already knew, but he has the O, apostrophe. Yo, thanks, Patrick.
So, thank you, Patrick.
I'm one of five children. My mom is one of five. My dad is one of ten.
Wow, you're the real deal.
Fertility competition with the rest of the world that we want.
That's right. So, that's right.
Let's just pull that out.
It is. It's all good. Patrick says Irish twins is a go.
By the way, Irish goodbye is another great term, too.
Where you just don't announce it. I'm king.
You're the king of the Irish goodbye. Yeah, I love an Irish goodbye. So they got a lot of good taste.
But see, that doesn't feel derogatory, because the reason I don't say goodbye is because I'm going to see you again. There's no goodbye. I'm going to see you again. I'm just leaving right now.
Even if it's on the other side.
If it's on the other side, I'm
just don't feel like talking
to
everybody.
It's a nice way of smoothing out something that's rude. But okay.
Well, no, it can't be that, too. It can't be that, too.
Yeah. Freedom Friday, St. Patty's Day, Elon Musk, TikTok. There's so many calls coming in. Brian, you have something to say about Amazon.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What do you got?
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, you know what I'm saying?
However.
First of all, shout out to you guys. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you.
But I think that after TikTok left, they lost their shop, you know what I'm saying? And everything is cheaper than Amazon, being that Amazon is a multi-trillion dollar
American company.
You understand what I'm saying?
Now, I didn't know TikTok had a shop that was exploding out here.
Me neither.
And they're offering free shipping, no membership.
Wow. So they're really trying to cut Amazon's legs off.
You understand what I'm saying? So Amazon, if you look at Amazon stocks, they're dropping and TikTok stocks are rising.
Ooh.
Mm.
Thanks for the gem there, Brian. That's not even conspiracy theory. That just sounds like...
Facts.
Business facts. Potential facts.
Brian's on it.
Thanks, Brian. When we were talking final boss yesterday, Rosenberg, calling Elon Musk the final boss.
I just said.
The video game of life.
Yeah, it could be.
We have Kim on the line. You want to say something about Elon Musk, Kim?
Yeah, so I just want to throw out there, listen, I don't like the guy in any way right now. He's not representing himself well. But I think he might be smarter than we think he is, because a couple years ago, he wasn't saying all this crazy stuff. And he was just trying to sell electric vehicles. And I think he realized he probably isolated half the people who want to buy electric vehicles. So he just got them all on board by talking crazy to people who didn't believe in pollution and going green. And now he's got half the population back.
So because he's portraying an evil character currently with X and Twitter, he's really selling more Tesla cars to those that were like climate deniers. Kim?
He's never going to leave the people, the liberals, who are already green.
Mm.
Oh, so you're saying he's got a bigger strategy?
I think he's got a bigger strategy. Let's go. I support him.
That's interesting. So he's
saying stupid stuff, but...
he's making friends with these people, talking about the topics they like,
that's
like
right.
being haters.
Freedom of speech, letting you say whatever yeah. you want to say.
Hating wokeness.
That's right.
But really, then he's going to be like, yo, but listen, since we're on the same page, y'all need to check out these
electric vehicles but here's to the save thing. The environment.
Here's why I'm gonna take that theory and shove it you know where. I don't know as much money as Elon wants. I don't know that his motivating factor is still selling cars. He's right. he's already got the amount of money that he has will just continue to make money no matter what he does.
Right.
And we're talking in the billions and billions and billions and billions and billions. I don't think that he's like, yo, I just need to get some more consumers for my Tesla.
Maybe he's still trying to build the outer space, you know, residency and all that stuff. So maybe he does.
So he needs more and more and more and more.
I don't know. I have no idea.
These are numbers I can't consider.
This is name. Friday call of the morning. We've been all around, man. TikTok, St. Right. Patty's Day, Irish Twins. This is a great Freedom Friday.
Dude, be free.
Julian's on the line, and it says here that Julian wants to let Shani finish something.
Oh.
What should Shani get to finish, Julian?
I feel like Shani should finish the question on Lord Never Loses.
What do you mean?
Because you guys just be calling in, never let him finish the question.
When Shani's reading the questions, we guess the answer before Shani finishes the question.
But yes. I tried to circle back and give you the rest of the question. If you listen to how we're moving, it's fast. But
maybe Julian's on your side, Shani. He feels like we're cutting you off. Taking mic time.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Definitely y'all cutting them off. But also, like, you know, I'm big on trivia shows, right? So part of the thing with trivia shows is, like, the people watching or listening, they want to try to guess it, too. But we can't guess it. We don't hear the question. And then when we hear the rest of the question,
I
already answered it.
Yo,
I see
Julian.
What you mean.
Yo, I feel you, God.
Bro, you're a real friend of the show.
Yo, I feel you, God.
At 6:40 in the morning.
Yo, good looking.
Calling on Freedom Friday.
Nah, man, we love you, man.
Yo, they be cutting me off, fam.
He's right. I'm going to text Shani at all costs.
Yo, it ain't right. Let's start a protest. Hashtag. Not what's right. the hashtag?
Hashtag let Shani finish the question.
Terrible.
Joe Button got something for Shani.
Man, why is Shani talking? Damn, Shani.
It's time for the Guru's Friday version.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru's Shani Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru. Let's go.
The Guru. Yo, man, at ebrointhemorning.com.
Listen, I know I'm not a guru. It's been an exciting week. Yesterday was a loser. Lady chose a loser. Day before
Come
that,
on.
Had a woman doo-dooing in the shower. It's been a hot week for the guru. It's been a hot week, but that's, you know, disrespectful what you're saying.
The shower doo-doo bandit was ringing off out here.
Yo.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
I had nightmares. Couldn't get it.
All right, let's all zen. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com, where the gurus unite.
That's right.
Shine a light in your darkness. Shani Coulter, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
All right. Rosenberg.
Zen.
Lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of the gurus.
Laura, the guru at ebrointhemorning.com, your destination for clarity. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Your gurus. 33-year-old male.
Okay.
Dating my girlfriend for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our relationship is as close to perfect as you can get.
Okay.
We've talked about our future together. And we're very much in love.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Saw Gucci.
Here's the issue.
Okay.
She's been offered the chance to work abroad for 18 months, starting up a new office for her company. It's her dream and was the only reason that she joined the company 2 years back. It's her and 4 coworkers who go out there for 18 months and then come back. She's made it clear she wants to go, and then she'll come back to her current job with a promotion, and we can work on our future together. Here's my worry. One of the coworkers she's going with is her ex-boyfriend.
God.
He's married.
Okay.
But my insecure ass can't stop thinking about the worst in this situation. I trust her, but, you know,
Do you?
She's reassured me as much as possible that she's happy with me and that nothing would ever happen. But there's still this thing in my head. Any advice? Many thanks.
Yeah, grow up.
Nah, I think what you're feeling is right, and you should just let it go, because she's going to smash somebody in the next 18 months.
Oh, my God, Johnny.
Yo, y'all let this guy be a guru? This is wild.
You know what I'm
saying? Yo, you guys may want to review your board of directors.
What are you talking about?
Let me tell you something.
Yo,
if she wants
to
be
up,
with
buddy.
You, she'll be with you, man. Right now, this is her dream job, her opportunity, so she's going to go. And listen, if people are going to cheat, they're going to cheat.
Fact.
But I feel like if she really wants to be with you, she's going to make it work. 18 months, yeah, I could do it. You could go visit her. You know what I mean?
Hey.
You guys could do a little back and forth.
Spit that real, Laura. Laura's the real guru.
I'm saying all of that.
They've been
I'm saying everything Laura's saying.
No, you said she's going to cheat.
But she's probably going to smash somebody in 18 months. But she's
Johnny, lying. That is not true. If she's really believes,
wait,
like, they've been together for 4 years. This it seems solid.
Wait, also, why is there more of a chance that she's going to smash someone than
and
he's
not him.
Smash someone?
Thank
well,
you,
I mean,
Rosenberg.
He might too. But we weren't. That his insecurity wasn't based on him. So that's
actually, his insecurity is based on him.
Well, you know,
that's
what
really, a lot
cheating.
Of times in relationships, what insecurity comes from is the fact that you're projecting what you would probably do onto your partner.
But, I mean, not to say it's not intimidating for your girl to be going away for 18 months with her ex. But
why is that intimidating?
I mean, we're talking about human nature. We can't. Nobody's robot.
But you know what else is human nature, too? You know what else is human nature? When you believe in somebody, they rise to the occasion. When you support someone, when you support someone and show them, you know what, I trust you, I love you, I'm rocking with you, an honorable person rises to that.
I mean, that's amazing. And yes, I'm with you on that.
That could be that could be who she is. She's a hardworking person with goals, it sounds like.
Right, but we know that.
Shawnee, I'm confused by the chaos that you're bringing to the gurus this morning.
He needs to be suspended.
What's happening with him?
They've been together. Listen, just hear it out. They've been together 4 years, all right? We have no idea the length of her relationship with her ex. They could have been together 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Dude is now married. Assuming that we have no idea where they're going abroad. We don't know how close it is. We don't know anything. But what I would ask the gentleman is, what are you concerned for real? Like, you don't trust your girl? Like, deep down, you've always worried she's the type who might be stepping out? If that's the case, and there's a real deep-seated lack of trust, that's a separate conversation altogether. But assuming that, as he said to us, the relationship is perfect in every way.
Right.
And you're just feeling a little nervous because her ex happens to be on in the same... Nah, man, you should be visiting each other. Y'all will be fine. It's not 1955.
Exactly.
You really think they should just break up?
And y'all been together for 4 years. The other guy is married. So that means that they probably, you know, there's probably like a few years in between that. So it's been a long time.
Now,
listen,
science has shown, though, on the other side, science has shown that usually when people cheat, they're going to cheat with somebody else who has something to lose also.
Right.
So because he's married,
when you're familiar,
you're going
she's
with you. The science says,
I don't believe you.
That there's cheating.
I don't believe there's been a science experiment.
I know.
There's not been a science experiment.
Shawnee, you believe in the science?
But listen, Ebro's right.
Ebro, are you talking about Albert the dunking dick?
Oh, my God.
I've never heard of that.
So, sir, you have to, it seems like you need... Listen, I feel like you need to talk to somebody. You need to see a therapist to see where this is coming from, because she's going to go. This
she's
is her dream
go.
Job.
Yo, and stopping
and
her ruins y'all relationship,
yeah,
by the
she's
way.
She's going to go.
Impeding her professional journey is hit yourself with the biggest button.
Fam, don't make her feel guilty or weird about it, because she will resent you, and that'll be the end of your relationship.
Honestly, enjoy if she's the one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy a last run of having some time to yourself, man.
This is
spend
what
some
I'm
time
saying.
With your people.
Yeah, but that doesn't
have
to include
be...
stupping.
This is what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
But
you
got to
dip your wick just because you got. Yo, why is it anytime somebody gets free time by themselves in a relationship, the first thing, so what are you going to be doing with your sex part?
Exactly.
Let me clarify. Y'all making it like I'm this bad guy. I'm just fucking human nature.
We didn't make anything. We heard what you said.
All I'm saying.
And you're a bad guy.
No, I'm saying that she's gone for 18 months. I'm not saying break up. I'm saying understand that this space may create certain scenarios that might not be ideal. But if she is the one, yes, still hold on to her, still go and check for her, still visit each other, keep the communication. But things happen. He may do something. She may do something.
But well, here's the thing. If something does happen, the odds are you ain't going to find out about it anyway. So this is what the guru. So move on.
This is what I'm saying.
And if things do happen, then y'all weren't meant to be. That's it.
Right. So mentally.
You can't control each other like that.
Right. Mentally kind of let it go. Still love her, but give her the freedom that she needs for this. You know what I'm saying?
But and when he sees freedom, doesn't mean that she's going to go out there cheating.
And what do you mean give her the freedom? What do you mean give?
Because
he doesn't have the power to give her anything.
Ebro, I still disagree with Shawnee, but what he's saying it's not wrong. Like if to say, hey, but what you're suggesting, Shawnee, she may take as a breakup.
Right.
Like, I don't know that you want to do that.
Well, no, I don't
want to go, hey, you're going away for 18 months.
I don't think.
Yeah, she's going to be like, yo, I'm going to be working every day. I'm not going there to try to go date other people.
Everybody disagrees with Shawnee anyway, and he sounds immature.
No, get out of here.
Grow up and, you know, let your girl, you know what I'm saying?
Let your girl
follow her professional dreams, man.
Yes. But just know.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
I don't agree with the just know part, but yes, we all agree. It's going to be all right, man. Let her go enjoy herself. You focus on things for you that you could do during this time, and then go visit each other and hang out. It's not that deep.
And you still should talk to somebody to sort through your feelings, though.
And I think she slobs a knob, it'll be all right. See? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it won't be the first time.
So says the science.
All right, so say the gurus.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness, no weakness.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Lights out with the amazing Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good morning, everybody. Friday, Bob. Laura
Stiles can put us on. All right, so it looks like 50 Cent and Stars are putting the final chapter out of Power Book 2 Ghost after the fourth season. But it was a little bit messy because the news to the cast, you know, came as it hit the blogs. So everybody kind of found out at the same time as the rest of their fans. So Michael Rainey Jr. was like, don't ask me nothing. What's going on? Those offices, they're tripping. The final season on the way, though, I guess. So it was a lot of confusion. But, you know, I guess this is it. You know, he hopped on IG Live from the gym saying that he just found out. And then I saw a post from 50 Cent being like, well, you don't pick up your phone. So, you know.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
Man, so, you know, fans are just a little taken back because they absolutely love the series. But, you know, Method Man.
And it's four. This is four?
Yes, the fourth. They're fourth and last one. Method Man put up a post saying, look, all good things must come to an end. Enjoy the two-part final season of Power Ghost premieres June 7 on Stars.
Well, you know what this does is this makes the viewing of the final season or the two-part final season more, you know, urgent for the fans. I also think in these situations where you have somebody like Michael Rainey being like, yo, I don't know what's going on, and 50 being like, you didn't pick up your phone.
Yeah.
He might have missed a couple of phone calls because these things come in hot. You know what I mean? Like, if I missed a couple of calls one day and that was the one day they called people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like it was, you know. A lot of lead time is my point.
Well, yeah, it still means that they worked on a whole season not knowing it was the end.
That's right. And that's normal, by the way.
Yeah,
that's not abnormal.
It happens more than people think. It's still, but I understand everyone being sad about it, so.
Yeah, it's been great. It's abnormal for a show that is successful that you think is going to be around.
Mm.
You know, usually it's like, we're hoping, we don't know. So it may have come as a big surprise to them.
Got it.
Didn't they just announce, though, the prequel series?
Yes, yes, yes. We just talked about it yesterday, so.
So I'm confused, though. I need questions.
About?
There's an appetite for a prequel series, but they...
Well, this story is you know, remember, Power Book 2 is the story after Tommy and Ghost and all of that stuff. So this is Ghost Kids and a whole other thing. You know what I'm saying? And then you still have the Kanan thing with Joey Badass, which is, you know, its own spinoff of 50 Cent's character, Kanan. And that kind of origin story. And then you're going into the prequel. So this thing dovetails into many different things, my friend.
Yeah, no, I'm just surprised. You would just think that there wouldn't be a surprise ending to one that has this many popular pieces. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right. In other news, guys, Cardi B dropped a new song and visuals. Whoa, the visuals are smoking.
She looks good, or because there's some storyline that we haven't seen in a long time?
No, smoking is. There's very, very interesting costumes and bikinis and very little bikinis. Some are just tape. She looks really good. And the song is fire. It's called Enough, so it's out now. Happy for Cardi. I know she's been really nervous about putting out new music, but we're like, let's go. The fans want it.
Stop playing. It's called Enough.
Yes. Out.
Enough now. Miami. There you go. Smoke show, Cardi B.
That's your flash and light. Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash. Lights. You ready for the flash?
You're checking out Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.